All right, there's a few things to go over. The first thing is the situation with Hughes. It's not a battle or anything like that. He got busted when he rampaged with the software company stuff. It wouldn't stop attacking me. It wouldn't stop terrorizing me. He got busted. Multiple police reports were filed. Stuff at the sheriff's department, the stuff with the FBI, he chose not to deal with it. And he chose to turn into a containment environment where he got to do the fantasy stuff and terrorize me in containment in a very controlled way over the last like decade. Now, this is the conclusion to it. And there's basically two options. And it's like very extreme opposite choices. One choice, we give him a fantasy. The AI, Hughes is in an AI-generated environment where he's focused on something that AI has been generating for him for over a decade, for almost 20 years. He's been terrorizing me for, you know, almost 20 years. Software company stuff and all of the various things that have happened since then. And there's AI that has been learning from him and has him contained. And he went into the containment environment. It was, you know, about 15 years ago, a little over 15 years ago. And the AI hasn't contained and has been learning about mental illness and criminals and, you know, and keeping them with it. But the point is this. We can bring him out of that fantasy and we can get him to face everybody, Hitler and Himmler and all the evil Nazis that he did the breeding scandal to. We can expose him for everybody in front of everything. We can cause a really gnarly breakdown in front of everybody, and we can exit him legally after a breakdown and let them confront him and stuff, but knowing full well that he is extreme mental illness. He has been extreme mental illness his entire life and has never really been treated. So one of the options is to bring him out of the containment fantasy that he's been in for a while now and to get him to take responsibility for what he's done. And to basically force him to deal with the Nazis and the breeding scandal and his evil plan and stuff. And that's one option. The other option is to give him a fantasy that he will stay in until he's processed legally and not have to deal with anybody. If we give him the fantasy that he wants, and yeah, we know what the fantasy he wants is, that he used his mind time machine, that he accessed the technology and he invented the technology in the future and then built the moon in the past and built Earth. And he created all the technology, so he gets control of the moon. The moon base and the synthetics and all the colonization technology on Earth, all of the advanced technology he built with his mind, accessed the future, built it in the past, and now gets control of it in the present. That's been his fantasy since... It's how his evil father got him to take everything. Just so you guys know where that mind time fantasy thing came from, Hughes' father is extremely... highly intelligent, very evil criminal, like a Lex Luthor, like Hannibal Lecter. He's like that. He's like Lex Luthor, Hannibal Lecter, that kind of thing. So he used Hughes, and he said he drove him insane so he could control him, broke him down, you know, all the mental illness, the jealousy, all that stuff conditioned him. And Hughes' father found a very evil mother that he had a baby with, then he then bred Hughes with. Donald Trump is his inbred son with his own mother. But the point is, his time machine fantasy was basically a trick that his evil father used to control him. And he basically said, you travel through time with your mind. You built that. It belongs to you. Kill them and retrieve it. That is your life's mission. You built that with your mind. You use them to build it. Now you must take it, retrieve it, kill them and take it. So it's how he aims Hughes at everything, and how Hughes believes that everything is his. Because his father wants to be able to point him like a weapon, like a tool of thievery. So his father basically used that to be able to control him, to get him to steal shit and to take shit. If we give Hughes that fantasy and containment, he won't come out of containment. If we bring him out of containment, they deal with him and confront him. He breaks down and we exit him legally, and it's just, you know, chaos. We give him that fantasy where the moon has accepted him as its creator and he can control it. So he has to build out his plan with the super advanced AI that he built in the past from the technology in the future with his mind in the time machine. And we just basically trap him in a simulation like he's been in. And we present in real time as it's happening the simulation to each and every one of these groups. Now this is why this is what we're going to do. That's the decision that we're going to do. We're going to allow him to stay in containment until he's processed legally. And we're going to show them what he's doing. Now, I don't want to have to explain to them these things. You understand why, right? Like why I don't want to explain to the Nazis about the breeding scandal. Listen, I explained it to like a few dozen people at the factory. And it was, you know, it was a delicate situation. I saw what it was like to explain it to a few dozen people that weren't like a part of the Nazis, you know what I mean? That were just normal people. And it was a very emotional experience for a lot of the people involved. And let's not kid ourselves, a lot of the people involved, they went through a wide range of emotions when they realized it was true. First, it was just some funniness, maybe he's a racist, maybe whatever. But then once the various people started to have an awareness of the actual accuracy of the fact that it was real, there was some strong emotions. And that was just the people at the factory that were selected to work with me. Now, when the Nazis, when the evil criminals, when the worst ones get told about the breeding scandal, and that he uses the male homosexual sodomites, and that his wife is a dude, and that he's terrorized everybody, and what he did to Hitler's son, and Himmler's son, and all this other shit, and his daughter, when they find out about all that, they are going to associate the person that tells them with what's been done, and are immediately going to attack the person that tells them. So I don't want them to be aware of me when they get told, or anybody else for that matter. Hughes, they won't be able to get to because he's protected in containment. So what we're going to do is we're going to present what Hughes is doing as he's doing it. Now, these are Hughes's obsessions. So Hughes in the simulation that's going to be presented accurately in real time, just exactly what he's trying to do is going to be presented to all of these people in the various groups. He's going to try to do the breeding scandal to everybody else. He's going to try to breed more Mexicans into the bloodlines of the people that he's already done it to. He's going to target the people that he's been terrorizing. So they're basically just going to kind of get brought up to speed on what he's doing. And they're going to realize what he's done because they're going to see him doing it. Because it's just a continuation. What Hughes is doing is a continuation of what he's done. And they're going to see him try to create his male homosexual sodomite paradise out of Earth. And he's basically going to play it like it's a video game, like it's a simulator video game. And they're going to see it happening, but he's going to believe that he's programming the moon to create this future, the colonization process. Kind of like on Superman, where they've got the, you know, the terraforming machine, the planet, what's the planet drive, where it starts to like terraform Earth. That's what Hughes is going to try to do with the moon. He's going to try to turn, he's going to build his homosexual sodomite paradise. And they're going to see him doing it. And Hitler and Himmler and them are going to see him doing it. They're going to realize that he lied to them this entire time. And for 100 years, he's been rampaging through their breeding program. And we're all just going to sit back and let it happen. And they're going to go at him, but they won't be able to get to him. And they won't attack us because they'll be fixated on him. And they'll be so fixated on him while he's doing it, he'll be doing it until he's processed out. Then when he reaches the end, he'll just be processed out through, you know, passing out and being processed peacefully. Then it ends. So that's how we're going to conclude it. He's not going to have to deal with them directly. He's mental illness. And, you know, they try to blame me, and they try to blame my parents and the older leaders. But the fact is, they tried to do the final solution. They're trying to genocide races of people. They're in containment. So the fact that led them into the environment where the only place that they could do that plan, even in a fantasy environment, was in containment with the worst mentally ill people. So So their evil plans led them into an environment, and they basically willingly partnered up with the worst mentally ill people and were trying to do similar plans. The worst criminals, the most evil criminals, and the worst mentally ill, most dangerous mentally ill people had similar plans. They wanted to create a world exactly the way that they wanted it, and they wanted to kill and enslave everybody else that didn't fit into that plan. And that's what ended up happening. And the things that they wanted the most control of were the things that went the worst, like the breeding program. They wanted complete control of their bloodlines and breeding, and that's what they ended up getting control of. Trying to become synthetics, trying to become robots. I mean, that was not a good plan. So them trying to say that it's somebody else's fault is not a legitimate thing. It's their own fault. At some point, there's only so many times you can really try to do genocide before you end up in a containment environment with the craziest mentally ill people, because you're doing the same things as them. That's how this process works. So them trying to blame anybody else, it's like they tried to do the Nazi final solution again. They kept trying to do it, and a crazy person got control of their breeding program. It's their fault. Because they tried to do that plan, they kept trying to do it and wouldn't stop. They were warned so many times. They were busted numerous times. They just wouldn't stop. So we're all agreed that that's the right thing to do. So we're going to give Hughes that fantasy that he's going to do what he's really trying to do. And they're all going to have to watch it. And they're going to realize. And he's going to basically tell them what he's done by showing them what he's doing and what he's trying to do. And they're going to realize immediately that what he's trying to do to all of them is what he's been doing to all of them. And a big part of his day is planning the next round of breeding scandal. He's very obsessed with it. They're immediately going to realize that he did that to their breeding program. And I'm not a part of that. I don't need to be associated with them being told that. All right, that's what Hughes' containment, how it's going to end. And then they'll be processed out into rehabilitation. And they'll never see him again, probably. So as far as the Little Ninja Girl's brother and these other people, they're going to be partnered up with some of the people at the factory. They have you know, summaries of the various people at the factory. Kind of like summaries, like you get of a baseball player. Things about them, some highlights of things that a lot of you are interesting to them. We're all going to be in the same group eventually over the next few decades. So here's an example. Weekend supervisor. She's in a fucked up situation. Was supposed to seduce me and was supposed to do all kinds of stuff with me. And, you know, me and her never did anything. I wasn't going to even try to hook up with anybody because I'm there professionally. And they tried to force a bunch of people into relationships with me. And all the people they tried to force into relationships with me, just so they know that they want me to tell them, it doesn't have anything to do with nobody being petty enough or me not liking anybody. I'm there professionally. And then me and the Little Ninja Girl are doing a process of dating and stuff. But I'm there professionally. It's a professional environment. It's nothing negative towards anybody. Like the story that Weekend Supervisor was in, they've been brought up to speed. They've seen all the stuff, the Instagram stuff, the stories, the Wiener Elf stuff, the Weekend Supervisor stuff, all that. They're up to speed on all that. And I'll give an example. The Little Ninja Girl's brother and some of the other main people are going to try to do some stuff with, or some real stuff, with like Weekend Supervisor and stuff. Right now, she's stuck in Hughes' pretend advanced process. And he thinks he has her controlled and he's going to do a bunch of stuff to her and, you know, a bunch of story attacks and other stuff. So they've seen what these various people are dealing with. The AI has given them a summary of their capabilities, and they're going to do some projects with you. The people that I told were going to get to do stuff are going to get to do stuff. Like the guy that was supervising on tour one that was sweeping with me on the squibs today, they want to do stuff with you. The kingdom thing from the Instagram page, you'll get to do that. The green troll phone girl, They're going to do stuff with you. And a bunch of the other people. Her brother is with a bunch of people at the, well, that's what the, that's their socialization. That's the core socialization thing, is doing stuff with us. But they're going to be hanging out and going on adventures and stuff. Dude, they're going into an environment before their next lifetime, before their next identities, where they're going to be doing stuff with us when we're working, and in their spare time, they're going to be hanging out like me and the little ninja girl are hanging out, going on bike rides, hanging out and doing stuff. Their socialization environment is very similar to our socialization environment. They're going to be doing stuff with us remotely, learning a lot of stuff, getting brought up to speed on stuff, and then doing socialization stuff like we did. Their socialization environment is basically what we're doing. They're just going to be working. They're going to be working with us remotely, like teleworking with us. So I got a bunch of people that are just getting involved in this, are just finding out it's all real, that are like, these are the experts. These are the most highly skilled, highly trained, most experienced people on earth in the advanced development environment. Look at all the skills she's got. The Red Demon, with the intimate relation stories and all the stretchy pants stuff. That was a big hit. That was one of the most well-received stories. The weekend supervisor stuff, they saw all that and how he handled it. And then how she's dealing with what she's dealing with right now. Listen, what you're doing is going to pay off big. What you're doing and all the bullshit that you've had to go through is going to pay off in a very big way. Because now they want to do stuff with you because you've developed some skills. You're like a bunch of layers deep in a character. there's nothing anybody can do about it. But she's like four layers deep into a character that Hughes and a bunch of other people have had a pretty lot of control over. So there's a bunch of people that they want to do stuff with. That Dockman thing, that's real. There, some of the people that they got to see, some of the children, the pure Aryan children of the people, like, that aren't part of the Breeze Guild, those are some of the really evil ones. Yeah, but do you know, this is important that you understand this. The Channing that was the truck driver, you know, the guy that's really racist? Like, oh, there's a white guy. Hey, what's up, white guy? Hey, what's up, white man? Oh, good, I see another white man driving a pallet. That's the way it should be. Oh, thank God. I thought I didn't see no white man. Now I see a white man. How's it going, white man? You know that guy? You know why he's like that? There's a reason why he's like that. He's being driven in a drift environment with Channing. Except when he says it, he's not joking. He's not joking when he says it. Do you know that? It's not a joke when he says it. When that guy says it, it sounds like a joke. How's it going? When that other guy says it, it's not a joke. The drift environment that he's in, when that guy, that super racist guy, that it seems like he's joking when he says it, he's, when we're dealing with him, when he's dealing with us, out there where it's cold, he's being driven in a drift environment, the things that he's saying, by what Channing's really thinking. Just so he understands. This is part of a process. He'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You can't tell what they're really thinking because they keep it quiet and they keep it hidden. But that guy that jokes is so that you'll understand what's really going on inside their heads. Like, that guy's your brother. He is your brother. He's your blood. It's just that he's been raised and like indoctrinated into the Nazi ideology of the bloodlines and the racism and all of that stuff. And a lot of them are like that. And it's like the breeding scandal people aren't like them. They're not supposed to exist. They wanted to condition their pure blood Aryan, you know, people be just like them. And a lot of them are, and there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it. It's their right to be like that. You know what I mean? We can't. So a lot of the breeding scandal people, like at the factory, most of you have like half brothers and half sisters. And most of them are the worst Nazi children and grandchildren. The most racist. Because if they're affected by the breeding scandal, it means they went with Hughes. So if you're part of the breeding scandal, it means you're part of the Hitler Nazi group, or you're a result of it. And they're the worst ones. And they conditioned the Aryan pure blood race, fucking Liebesborn, nein, like those motherfuckers, those ones, like the really, like the German, the Germania, the fucking, the really, really Nazi Nazis. Not the people like Herman that were just put into roles and they're the children of the main leaders of the colonization process, part of their training and maturity, not those ones. The ones that grew up in roles in an evil environment so they could learn and understand. Because they're the most highly skilled, highly trained leaders and they got to lead big things. I'm talking about the really evil ones. Yeah, but all of you aren't a part of that.
But you are a
result of it. So don't expect to like have relationships with them or anything. Well, you build new families. Every one of you build new families. You build new, and I don't just mean your wife and your children. You build new families like support groups. Like all of us. You find people you really like and they become your extended family. And we're building a social group of people that all have similar, are in a similar situation. And all of us are moving forward into the same thing. And we're all moving forward into the same groups. Little Ninja Girl's brother and these other people, we're all moving forward into one big group. And the big group, we form smaller, more like tight-knit groups that become like your extended family. We've had a unique beginning. We all have. We really, really have. We're bringing in another big, small, big group. Dozens and dozens of people. Like 50 to 100 people over the next, few years. Good people. But some breeding scandal people. Not perfect people, but like the people at the factory that are smart and qualified to be in the environment they're in. Some people with technical training, various people. But kind of like the groups of people at the postal factory. Some of them are like the real leaders. Some of them are breeding scandal people. A really diverse, good group of people that have a lot of potential. And they're going to be, how I was talking about the command center. Well, they're the command center. Now they are. Now there's a command center. They saw all the stuff we were dealing with the Instagram page, and now a lot of it is relevant. Now they command center in them. It's not exactly a command center. It's more just like a remote office, but they're going to, integrate into what we're doing remotely, and they want to work with some of the people. And the people that were the most heavily involved are some of the most exciting. Some of the people that have been heavily involved in the things going on are going to get some of the first like projects that have the experience and the trend. And some of the people do have experience. And some of the people that want more experience are going to get more experience. There's people that have put in specific requests that want to do stuff. There's people that now want to work with them remotely. There's going to be projects to do, some smaller groups, things going on simultaneously. I'm going to give updates over the next few days about the Hughes thing, because Hughes is going into that fantasy like this morning. We make the decision. We got authorization to move forward with the larger thing. We can process Hughes out when the larger thing is concluded and everybody agrees to it. And they're all moving forward. So we're going to put Hughes into that like this morning. Like when you wake up, Hughes will be in that fantasy and it will start to be broadcast to all the various groups. And I'll give the people involved updates on what's going on. And I'll give you guys some more information regarding the stuff that's going on. The presentations earlier on in the day are going to start to mellow out a little bit. Because we're not going to be dealing as much with the people from the failing empires. They made their deals, and basically their deals are that they're going to comply with what they're told to do as they integrate their empires into the larger colonization process and the countries and the worst empires, the bottom like few dozen out of all the hundreds of empires. They're going to just comply with what they're told to do. Was how that concluded, and I got to deal with some of them. I'll explain more about the advanced process and the various things that are going on. And it's going to mellow out a little bit. Some of it will. That's it for right now.